Keith Niebuhr. It's been a few years. That's my fault. So we tracked him down. He's out west. Rumor is he's out there because he heard there were earthquakes and he wanted to see it firsthand. Keith, how you been?
I'm good, man. I'm actually in Eugene, Oregon, sitting in my hotel, looking at the river and looking at Outson Stadium. I'm just out here with my mom. But, you know, I have a friend that works at the University of Oregon football department and got a nice little tour of the facilities yesterday. Just incredible.
You got the Nike tour.
I got the Nike tour. I'll tell you what, you know, and I wanted to see it, one, because just out of curiosity, but two, because, you know, Auburn's going to be getting ready to, at some point in the near future, redo all of its facilities. And you know, Oregon, schools like Oregon, Clemson, Alabama, they set a high standard, man. And so I wanted to get a real look, Bill, at what Oregon's done, because Auburn people were saying when theirs is done, yeah, they got to get it on the books first, but when they build it and it's finished, then it's going to be one of the elite ones. And I can tell you, Oregon's is one of the elite ones.
Aggies are up there, too, now, when it comes to facilities.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what everybody says. Now, I've not been there, but I've seen photos. But
Keith Niebuhr with us. Now that Bobby Lauder is out of the picture, bankrupt, where's their – obviously, Auburn can go find money. I'm not suggesting. But is there a main sugar daddy now?
Well, I mean, the word is it's Tim Cook, you know, of Apple.
Right.
That's kind of what the scuttlebutt is. And you know, for a couple of reasons, Bill, you would want him involved. One, he's got the money, obviously. That's
right.
The elephant in the room. But two, you know, I will tell you, I've been to Washington State before, and you wouldn't think Washington State would have great facilities, athletic or just on campus, because it's in the middle of nowhere. But they do, and because they have Paul Allen money, remember him? Microsoft? And so I think with Apple being involved, Apple Tim or Tim Apple, as President Trump called him, I think with him being involved, then you have the added benefit of having Apple involved. And that's kind of what the scuttlebutt has always been, that not only would he be involved, but that it would have some Apple elements, you know, wired by Apple, whatever. I don't even know what I'm saying, Bill. I'm so old. But, you know, a lot of computer and Apple stuff, I guess, would be around the complex. So, again, they don't even have it on the books yet. But as you know, fairly recently, the school's board said, hey, get working on this, get cracking on this before Auburn falls too far behind. Because, you know, when you talk about recruiting, and that's what I do, Auburn's facilities are, quite frankly, not where Auburn facilities need to be. You know, in the 1980s, Auburn had the best facilities in the SEC. This isn't the 1980s anymore, and it's actually a little bit of a – you have to commend the staff for the way they have recruited, given that their facilities aren't even as good as Ole Miss's right now, you know.
Let me get to the obvious one that you probably hear 50 times a day, 50 times an hour.
Mm-hmm.
What does Gus need to have happen this year that – and I know he's got a relatively fresh contract. That's known.
Yeah.
But what has to happen for everything to feel okay?
I think they got to at least win 9 games, but that's to keep the job. To make everything feel okay, I think you got to win more, maybe 10 or more. And here's why, because, Bill, they've got a lot of people on this team. You know, if you're an outsider, you're looking at Auburn and you're saying, well, who's the quarterback going to be? They just lost a guy to the New England Patriots. But if you have knowledge of the program, you know they've got a lot of pieces. The quarterbacks are new. But a lot of teams have to replace quarterbacks. That's what you got to do every few years. But everywhere else, all 5 offensive line starters are back. Your running backs are back. A decent core of your receivers are back. Tight end back. Defensive line, which could have 2 first-round picks, they're back. Linebackers look good. Secondary's got a lot of guys back. Kickers are back. So all the pieces are there. The problem, Bill, is after this year, they lose almost all those guys up front on both sides of the ball. So you can't just assume you're going to be better next year. You know what I mean? 2019, Auburn's got to be good. It's got to be good to make people feel about the future. There's a good crop of young talent on the team for the future, but the concerns would be up front. So this is a year where they've got all these defensive linemen. You win with quarterback play and defensive line play in the SEC a lot of the time. And so I think that's why they need to do something this year. 8 wins with this group? It's just not going to cut it, regardless of how hard the schedule is going to be. I just don't think that cuts it for people, for fans, you know?
Let me make sure I understand what you just said. If we draw a line below 9-3, are you saying that might mean Gus is gone?
Well, at 9-3 with a win over Georgia or Bama, and he's probably okay, wouldn't you
think?
But I think 9-3 with the the usual the losses to your two big rivals, and I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it was close to happening last fall. So I think he could be in some trouble because people at some point are going to say, all right, 9-3, losses to your big rivals. You're losing all these guys. What does 2020 look like?
Right.
You know, now they could be better in 2020. You know, Bill, you know this. You've been doing this a long time. Sometimes you lose guys and you're worried, and the young guys play better than the guys that they've been sitting behind for 3 years. It happens. But on paper, it would look like this team would be better than 2020.
Keith Niebuhr with us, Auburn 24/7 Sports Recruiting as well. Been doing it a long time, as you can tell by listening, knows his stuff. Help us here. We know there's talent at quarterback, but Joey Gatewood and a legacy, Bo Nix. How is that going to shake out?
Yeah, they offer a lot of similarities in the sense that they can both run and they can both pass. But Bo is a more refined passer. Bo is a faster runner. Joey's a fast runner, but is a more powerful runner. And he also has been in the system longer. And quite frankly, I've talked to guys that left the program that graduated and are now off, you know, doing their thing in the NFL. And they all thought that Joey would win the job. But they thought his maturation over the last year was incredible. Because quite frankly, Bill, when he got there, he was not a mature young guy. Not at all. Immature. I mean, flat out immature. He really had to do a lot of growing up, and he did. And guys that are currently on the team have said, we don't even see him at the dorms anymore. We never see him. He's not out partying. He's over at the athletic complex all the time, every day. And that's what Auburn needed to happen. Joey Gatewood didn't come up, let me put it this way. A lot of these young quarterbacks these days are wealthy kids who travel across the country, have private quarterback coaches, go to camps from Stanford to Georgia. And Joey Gatewood didn't have that opportunity. He did not come from a lot. And so his ceiling was a little bit higher. In other words, he wasn't a finished product. That was the positive of that. But the downside of that was this has been an immature young guy, but he's become a mature young guy. And so the leadership qualities are there. Now, Bo is right on his heels. I just spent some time with an SEC head coach in the last couple of weeks who thought that ultimately Bo would be the guy. The question is, if Joey's the guy, does Bo stick around? I think so. He's a legacy. He'll wait his turn. But if Bo won the job, would Joey stick around? That would be the question, and I don't know the answer to that. But look, they're both going to probably play a lot this year, and I think Joey may start the first game. But we think that they're both going to play a lot. They both bring a lot to the table. They just got to do it in games. I mean, until a guy's done it in a game, Bill, we don't know. You can't just assume a guy's going to be great because they look good in a state high school final like Bo Nix did or Joey Gatewood, quite frankly, played in the final 2 years ago. We don't know. We don't know, but they're both talented. We do know that. They just got to do it on Saturdays.
Who's the best quarterback you've seen this summer? Recruit.
Ooh, boy, let's see. I'll tell you what, this Haynes King, and Auburn is in the running for him, but I think it's going to be Tennessee or Texas A&M for him. He's something else. He walks with a cool confidence. He's out of Longview, Texas, son of a high school coach, 6'3", about 190. So he's going to fill out. Good arm, Bill, really good arm, good accurate arm, and he can run the ball. And so he can get you out of a lot of problems. He's a little bit more athletic, Jared Stidham. Jared Stidham, people forget. He's in the pocket. He took a lot of hits last year. But the year before, he was not gun-shy. I think when he becomes their draft year, things change a little bit. But as a junior, as a sophomore, Jared Stidham ran a lot. I think Haynes King is a little bit more athletic version of Jared Stidham. He's really good. If Tennessee, whoever gets him, Tennessee, Texas A&M, or maybe Auburn, I think it's going to be one of those other two, though. They're going to be getting their special kid, I think. I really believe that.
Have you seen Zach Evans?
He has been to Auburn a few times when I have been there, but I've not seen him camp. He did not show up at the opening finals. He just was a complete no-show. I guess he got sick or something. Who knows? But he's not seen him compete in person. But the word is that he's, a high-end talent. I think, we talk about the running back, right, from Houston.
Correct.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things said about him. But, by the way, I think Texas A&M is making quite a run for him right now, quite a push. People assumed Alabama because his teammate committed there. But
right.
It looks like A&M is right there. But, no, I've not seen him in person, unfortunately, compete.
Hey, Keith, we need to do this more, man. Way to go. You were very good.
Yeah, anytime, man. Yeah, I can make stuff up with the best of them as I can. Yeah.
Be safe, man. I'll see you soon.
All right. Hey, thanks, Bill. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening.
There you go, Keith Niebuhr.